Hi, this is Jeff Brandler, and welcome to Brandler Bits. On today's episode, we cover the topic of resentments. We're going to define what a resentment is, and then most importantly, discuss some tools that you can use to make them better. Our show starts now. We have all been in situations in which we've been hurt or angry at a person. In these situations, we replay the injury over and over again. When we replay these feelings, this is called resentment. Resentments are toxic to us. Somehow, in a very backwards way, if we think about this pain repeatedly, it is hurting the person who hurt us. Of course, this isn't true. The toxicity is to me. I am regurgitating and recycling all of this harmful material over and over and over again. I am now my own worst enemy when I think about the injuries and the harms that have been done to me. These resentments are like hardened pieces of steel. They are awfully hard to remove from my innermost being. They take up weight. They take up space. They clutter our insides. Years ago, I saw a woman named Odell. While we were talking about her family, she described these ongoing hurts and pains and resentments towards her mom. In the process of telling the story, her eyes got bigger, her expressions got bigger, and her voice got louder. It seemed as though her blood pressure was increasing as she told me about this pain. I mentioned to her that perhaps she may want to reduce or eliminate this resentment. Immediately, she looked at me as if I had cursed her out and said in a kind of demonic sounding voice, "I will never let go of these resentments." Odell had the kind of pain that she was never going to let go of. Odell's story tells us how powerful and potent resentments are. There is an awareness that we know that resentments aren't good for us, but we want to hold on to them because it gives us a sense of power. This power tells me to keep my guard up so this pain never happens again. The problem with using resentment energy is that it is the most inefficient way of self-protection. We will pay a great deal for that emotional energy output. In order to make a change in reducing or eliminating my resentment, I have to first recognize that I am paying too big a price to keep them. This is a big step. Many people, like Odell, will never take the step. Once I take this big step, I can now work on reduction or removal of these resentments. There are a variety of tools and techniques that I can use. These tools fall into distinct groups. There are relaxing tools, physical tools, and writing tools. Let's do the physical ones first. There are many physical things that we can do to reduce resentments. They are all healthy. We can feverishly exercise. We can lift weights. We can run. We can hit a punching bag. We can do some construction work. There is nothing better than demolishing something for resentment removal. For people who are not into exercising, you can still do something aggressive. Think about scrubbing, vacuuming, or cleaning as good examples of behaviors which you can use to get out aggression. On the relaxing side of the tools are relaxation, breathing, meditation, yoga, hypnosis, or prayer. With these tools, I'm using a softer, gentler, soothing way for resentment to leave my body. I can, for example, visualize my resentment going up into a helium balloon and it going up and up and up into the cosmos. Or I can visualize my resentment going out into the ocean, putting it on a wave that carries it out to sea, further and further and further from the shore. I can use my meditative tools and acknowledge my pain. acknowledge resentment's power, and letting it all just lift away. One other thing that works really well is journaling. You can write out your feelings or write a letter to the person or the object of your resentment. This is a letter that you will never send, so it allows you to be uncensored. Use all of those 4, 8, and 12 letter words that you can think of and write a very angry letter. Write slowly, however, because writing these letters can be a rather combustible experience. Resentment is a powerful feeling. When we have them, they can control us. They can make us upset. They can make us obsess. But once we make the decision to change them, we regain our own power. We then can use this power to let go of resentments. We can use this power to put it outside of ourselves. The process goes from inside of us to outside of us. Once you let go of a resentment, it feels like a weight has been lifted. You have removed this toxic material from your mind, body, and soul. Once it is gone, you can breathe easier. You will be calmer, and you can replace the toxins you've been carrying around with positive energy and work on being happier. Change is possible. That's our show for today. Listen to past episodes of Brandler Bits wherever you get your podcasts. If you have comments or questions about today's show, feel free to reach out to me at my website, which is www.changeispossible.org. We will have more bits shortly. Take care.